Thank you, Lord. All right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the many blessings that you provide to us, Lord, especially this past year as we look at a whole year gone past now, Lord, and we're here and in the new year, and you're here. Not only here with us, Lord, but here in us, working in us, providing for us, giving to us, guiding us, leading us. And Lord, as it's already been prophesied this morning, and Lord, we want this new year starting to be more and more and more of you in our lives. Growing closer to you, being more focused on you, more of acknowledging you in all of our ways, more of looking to you in our times of trouble or stress or pain or bewilderment or confusion, and less of looking to the world, less of allowing the world to influence us, less of giving in to those things that would cause us to stumble. We want more of you, Lord, this year. We need more of you. And Lord, we need you to teach us and show us and guide us by your grace, Lord, and how to do that, because we can't do it on our own. And tonight, Lord, I just pray that you would guide, Lord. I pray that you would guide me, guide all of our hearts and minds in terms of what it is you want said, Lord, and giving understanding in that. Because honestly, Lord, I'm not sure exactly where we're going. So I need your help. So I lift my eyes to you, Lord. I lift my eyes to you. Be with our pastors, Lord. Keep them. Give them good rest. Give them more of you. May they grow more in you, Lord. May they be at peace. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm not sure where God wants to go with this. One thing I hear is warrior. But then I hear some other things that I think God wants to say, but I'm not sure. So pray. Pray with me. Pray for me. Pray that I'm hearing from the Lord in terms of what he once said. But I think warrior, definitely. To speak about that, and I'm not sure in what vein. I know the armor of God comes to mind in Ephesians chapter 6, but it's more than that. At the New Year's Eve service, when I heard Liz mention, I think it was Liz, maybe it was someone else, and I'm not even sure who we were praying for at the time, but she said, you know, I'm hearing warrior, and that struck me. Warrior. And it struck me because, not only because of warrior, because I understand it, because there is a fight. This is a fight that we're in. We do have to be warriors. But of the fact that it was a woman that we were praying for. Again, like I said, I can't remember who it was now. And it doesn't matter. But it was a woman. And that struck me. We think of warriors as big, strong, tall, scruffy-looking men. That's what we think of warriors. They're strong. They smell. They get out there and grapple. They tear up stuff. They walk around. You know, men. Tough, challenging everything that moves, and beating everything that moves. That's what we think of warriors. We think of warriors as that tough guy. One who can wield that big sword that's big as he is and pull that big arrow back and with the bow and shoot it, 200 yards and get a bullseye. And we also think of warriors as people that don't care. They don't care. Whoever it is, I'll fight them. I'll take care of them. I'll destroy it. Just point me in the right direction. That's how we think of warriors. That's what comes to mind when we think of somebody that is a protector or someone who is, even in the military, we even look at that. The SEALs, the Navy SEALs, the special forces in the Army, and they're big men. I remember the special forces guys I saw in the military. They were bigger than me. And you didn't mess with them. And nobody did mess with them. I remember as a cadet, we had summer training, the special forces at that time came out and trained us in the summertime. And we were doing some hand-to-hand stuff and everything. And before we started, they had this big, lecture and everything. And they had this one master sergeant, special forces, big guy, big stocky, big guns, He was standing there, parade rest, looking mean. And this, the other instructor, special forces, was telling, about what they were going to do and so forth and everything. He says, now, we're not going to make you like us, talking to us cadets, but let me tell you a story how bad we special forces are. You see that guy standing there, and he's pointing at that master sergeant who's standing there, hadn't said a word, just there, staring straight ahead. He says, yeah, we don't talk much about him, but I tell you how bad he is. We put him in a glass case and we put a sign on it and says, break only in time of war. And we're like, ooh, okay. But that's what we think of warriors. Warriors are big and bad. They're strong. They're men. And we get more of it even nowadays in our videos, right, guys? You knew I was going there, didn't you? In our videos, we get them. They're big and strong, and they've got the best weapons and the most weapons, and they're just cutting up and shooting people and all the blood and gore, and they're just going right through them just like Jell-O. Whoa, whoa, going through. Warriors. And you get at the end, and they get this war cry. Ah! And we're like, yeah, yeah. That's what I want to be. That's what I want to be. But you laugh. But there's some truth there. There's some truth. That's why we laugh. Exactly. We want to be warriors. But Thursday night, when God told Liz to tell whoever we were praying for that she's a warrior, okay, Lord, you're right. She's a warrior, but she doesn't look like that big master sergeant that I saw as a cadet or those big, ugly-looking guys that you got on the videos that go around shooting people with these big machine guns. She doesn't look like Conan the Destroyer who can wield that big old sword and have big muscles. Tony says, no brains. Unfortunately, yes, there's another stereotype with that kind of warrior. So we think they have no brains, or at least those people that aren't those type think they have no brains. Yeah, me bad. Me kill you. Me beat you up. Yeah, we do kind of think that as well. But I thought, Lord, okay, you're saying she's a warrior, and yes, we need to be warriors. We need to be strong. We need to be trained in warfare. We need to be, in one sense, intimidating. In one sense, intimidating. But that doesn't fit the woman. We think of the woman. Abby shaking her head. Don't go there. Don't go there. Hey, let's just lay it out here. We think of the woman as soft. Not necessarily cuddly, but yes. Soft and weak and to be motherly, there to be back home with the kids. And I'll use the phrase, because I know you're all thinking it, barefoot and pregnant, back at home, in the kitchen, cooking, right? We would never think of a woman as a warrior building, you know, carrying this big sword saying, ah! There are some exceptions. But generally speaking, we wouldn't think of a woman as a warrior. We wouldn't even contemplate a woman as a warrior. But yet, in the God's word, he calls us to be like soldiers. He calls us to fight. He calls us to train against the enemy. And unfortunately, we always default to thinking that's a man. We don't see the woman fighting. We don't see the woman with the armor of God on. Oh, we talk about it. Put the armor of God on. Put the armor of God on. That breastplate, the helmet, the shield, the sword, the belt. Put all that on. But we're thinking man. But God's not thinking that. See, the qualities of a warrior that we look for, the strength, the fearlessness, the not giving up, even when it looks like everything's against you, you still stick it out. Just like the mighty men of David, where the one was in a field of lentils and went against, I think it was 800, and defeated all of them by himself. He didn't give up when all the rest of them ran. That's what we think of warriors. Those good qualities. Those positive qualities. But again, we apply them to men. But God says, they have no gender. To be strong. Not necessarily strong physically. Because if you think about it, the warfare we are looking at, not the warfare of the Old Testament. The warfare of the Old Testament was swords and spears and cutting throats and gutting people and running over them and just destroying them and blood flowing everywhere. That was men. But as Hebrews says, that the Israelites of the Old Testament were for examples for us. Examples. In the New Testament, God has a different picture here. He doesn't tell us to go out with our double-edged sword and start cutting people up, literally, physically. He doesn't tell us to go out on the offensive, like special forces, and go and find the enemy, and we take them out. And they don't even see us. It's like the sniper at 1,000 yards. Bam! Head explodes. Doesn't tell us to do that. But yet, we're told to fight. And yet, we're told to be strong in battle. Because there's a warfare, there's an enemy that's out there. And it is, in terms of that warrior that God is looking for, it is not, or should I say, it's genderless. You've got to be a warrior inside. Now, even with the warrior on the outside, the strong person, the one that looks strong, they've trained for years, and you look at them and say, yeah, that's a warrior. And say we have another one that's just like him, similar to him. But the one, say, on the right is the one that I just described earlier that's out there, you know, blood and guts and going for it. doesn't care, rah, 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 I'm the man, whatever, you know, kind of thing. But you have the other warrior on the left. And that warrior is still strong. That warrior is still tall. That warrior is still trained and ready to go. And if necessary, ready to cut some people up or shoot or whatever. But yet, that warrior is gentle. That warrior is under control. That warrior is humble. And we look at it and we think, we might not be too keen on that, but yes, we are. Yeah, we look at the other guy and it may be fun for a while to look at him. Yeah, look at him doing that. Yeah, but the other guy, we think, wow, I want to be like him. Because he is humble. He doesn't have to show off that he's strong, show off that he can beat anybody. He's gentle around anybody, whether male, female, child, animal. He's not out for blood and guts. He knows that killing, though it may be necessary, it's not desirable. But he'll do it if he has to. That's the kind of warrior we would want to be like. Yes, strong. Yes, skilled. But under control. Under authority. Ready to go if we have to, but not desiring it. Not having a bloodlust. Not just fighting just because it's fun. It's the thing to do. It shows who I am. Look what I just did. No. That's not the kind of warrior God's looking for. Just like a horse that is strong, half a ton of muscle, and could kick you to death in a minute, but yet it's under control. It's strong. If you need to, it can pull, it can carry, it can go fast, it can... Have you heard of the Lipizzaner horses, the white horses, how they train them? And of course, I mean, they do shows now, but when they originally were trained in Europe, they were trained to fight. And so all those things, the dances and the things they do that we see in the shows now, they did for warfare. In other words, when they kicked out with their feet, or hoofs, not feet, when they kicked out with their hooves, they would literally, in battle, kick out with their hooves to kick the infantry on the ground, kick them, knock them around. They'd rear up and then come down on the soldiers. And a lot of times they would do this even without the rider directing them to do it. They would just know to do it. They would just do it. That's how trained they were. But yet that horse, as strong as it was, as powerful as it was under the control of that rider, of his master. Women can be strong. Women are to be strong. To be warriors. To be have a fight in them, if you will. But not like the guy on the right. Big muscles. All that bravado. They usually end up dead anyway. We need to get God's mind of the warrior who is strong, who is willing to fight, who is willing to go into battle, to put on the armor of God and use it, but his way. And that includes men and women, both. And it's not out of the ordinary. It's not uncommon. It's not weird uncomely or why would a woman have that on? Look at the end game for those of us in Christ. We talk about God's army coming down on white stallions, Jesus leading that. Those in that army are the church. Now, I didn't read anywhere where it said It's only the men of the church. No, I didn't read anywhere where it said that. So my assumption is that there's going to be the men and women of the church in that army, ready to go, ready to fight, ready on those war stallions, going to take care of the enemy. There's another end game that God has, and that's called rulership on the earth during the millennium, as well as in the new age coming. Again, among those rulers, I didn't see where the Bible said it's only men that are going to rule. We all have to learn to fight. And we have to learn to fight God's way. And we have to learn to fight God's enemies. And the big strong guys with the swords and the guns and the big bravado are not it. That's the world. What God is looking for, let me give you another example that what we admire. How many of seen or heard about the TV show back in the 70s. Now I've got the name. Kane, the Chinese guy. Kung Fu, thank you. Yeah, Kung Fu. Kung Fu. You know, here was a guy that was trained. He was a deadly weapon, basically. But yet he was so humble. So humble. But yet when he had to, man, he'd take everybody out. Just like that. No, he never, he didn't kill anybody. No, he killed one person, but he had to because the person was going to kill him. But he fought only when he had to. But yet he was ready. He had the strength. He was humble. He was disciplined. Thank you. Yes, Dan, he was disciplined. He looked out for other people. He was kind. He was gentle. But other than some stupid, little ruffians that, were trying to goad him, nobody thought him a sissy. The ones that thought he was a sissy was the ones that were going around going, ugh! Until he took him out. And we admired that character. We wish we could kind of be like that character. Of course, we don't want to go through the years that it took him to get there. But he was a warrior. Not our idea of a warrior, but he was a warrior. God is looking for somebody similar. He's looking for someone who's a warrior on the inside. It doesn't matter what your physical makeup is. It doesn't matter whether you're a woman or a man. It just matters whether you're willing to fight and willing to be trained and to go against the enemy. And the enemy is not flesh and blood like the Old Testament. It's different. The enemy is in the spirit realm. The enemy is in our flesh. That's the enemy God wants the warriors to go against. And those warriors need to be trained in a way kind of like Kane, I think his name was Kane in that Kung Fu character. Well, that's when he started out. He was Grasshopper. But, but we need to be trained like that. Skilled. Ready to go against the enemy. Ready to ward off any the enemy coming in, try to hit you. And he was able to ward them off, block the blows. And even when they shot... Well, not bullets. I don't think he did bullets, but what?
Arrows.
Yeah, arrows. He could knock those out of the way, that type of thing. I mean, he had all those skills where we look and go, oh, wow, oh. That's what God is looking for. In a man and a woman, as God says, there's those who are in Christ. It's not female, male, Greek, slave, any of that. You're all one. We're all one. So women, ladies, you're warriors, but you're God's warriors. And you need to be strong. You need to be trained. It's for all of us, but I'm emphasizing that. I think this is what God is saying, is we need to emphasize that, yes, it is for a woman. It is good to be a warrior. God wants you to be a warrior, but it's not the warrior of the world. It's God's warrior, the gentle for man and woman, the humble for man and woman, strong in spirit, strong in saying, I am not going to give up. I am not going to let the enemy conquer me. That kind of strong. Strong in saying, I will endure, Lord, whatever training you have for me to go through. When a warrior or a soldier goes through training, it's hard. They want to give up. I wanted to give up when I went through it. But you don't. You say, no, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to endure this. And that can be very hard. That can be even very physically hard in terms of what God may bring you through. It doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman. There's going to be a fight this year. And it's going to escalate. And if we, man and woman, don't allow the Lord to train us and allow the Lord to make us into the warriors that he wants us to be, we're going to be defeated. He wants us to be more than conquerors. You understand what that means? More than conquerors. That's for everybody. And it doesn't mean that I beat the enemy. Okay, I conquered. I beat the enemy. I destroyed the enemy. It says more than conquerors. Not only do you beat the enemy. You know how, you know, some of the movies you see where they fight and fight and they're fighting to the last, you know, whatever. And they finally do beat the enemy, but everybody, you know. Then the guy dies, you know, after he destroyed the enemy. No, God says, I want you more than conquerors. I want you alive. I want you with victory. I want you with strength. I want you showing forth the light of God in being a conqueror. And the enemies that we're conquering, as I said before, the flesh and the spirit realm, the principalities in the spirit realm, is going to take that kind of tenacity. Because they're going to come against you. And we've got to be strong warriors. We put on the armor of God. If you read that, it says in there at least three times. After you put it on, stand. You put this on, stand. You put that on, stand. That's implying that it's not just defense. Because it is. It is a defense. He's not saying put on the armor of God and then go get the enemy. No, he says, when you put it on, stand. Because the enemy is going to come to you. The enemy is going to come to you. So he says, put the armor on. So when the enemy comes to you, you can stand. Stand firm. You're on firm ground. You get yourself set. It's like, even like with, if John Otterberry is here, he could tell you with his jiu-jitsu moves that you got to, be firm. You got to be set. So when the enemy comes at you, then in jiu-jitsu, you can use their momentum to cause them to fall. Yes, your stance, John. Wrestling stance. Yes, that kind of thing. Stand. Stand. And for us, the Christian life as that warrior is going to be stand, to have that stance. So when the enemy comes, we're not bowled over. We're not defeated. That's the kind of warrior God wants. And it's for man and woman. We've got to get it in our brain. We've got to understand. I'm not talking about in the physical where, you know, okay, you want men, you know, women start going out lifting weights now, you know, getting those muscles, and like some of those women that that do bodybuilding, that's scary. That is scary. Woo. But anyway, not talking about the physical. We're talking about the spiritual. We're talking about the inner person. We're talking about being in the image of God. Now, first chapter of Revelation. Let's go ahead and go there just real quick. First chapter of Revelation gives you a picture of Jesus in his glorified body. Ezekiel also talks about this man of fire that comes in Ezekiel's vision. This man of fire of bronze that's flashing. Now, verse 9. Verse 12. It says, I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man. In Ezekiel, that person is called a son of man as well. Dressed in robe, reaching down to his feet with a golden sash around his chest. His head and hair were like wool, white as wool. White like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire, and his feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held seven stars. Out of his mouth came a double-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. And when I saw him, I just bowed politely and went on talking, right? No. I fell at his feet as though dead. In God's image, warrior. This is the image that God is looking to bring us to. There's no gender with it. In this case, it's Jesus, because he's the firstborn of the dead, but among many brothers coming later. Warrior. It's not just for men anymore. Warrior. It's for all who are in him, in Christ. Warrior. It's making your stance, as John said. Standing, putting on that armor. Wielding the instruments against the enemy that God gives you. The enemies of the flesh, the enemies of the spirit realm, they're not against people. And we men have to get a vision for that as well, because we'll get tripped up with this idea that we've got to be all that strong and, you know, running around bellowing like a bull and all that kind of stuff. That's childish. That's child play. It is. It's childish. I mean, here's the Son of God. It's God who has all power. He's not running around, look at me. But yet, John fell dead, like dead, when he saw him in all his glory. When you've got power, when you have authority, when you know you've got it, and you don't have the childish foolishness in you, you don't have to show it to anybody. You don't have to tell anybody. You don't have to broadcast it. They'll know. They'll know. A warrior. Here's another thing about a warrior. The warrior from the world, he wants people to do what for him? Pray. No, not necessarily pray.
Praise.
Oh, praise. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Praise.
Speak louder. Praise. That's right. He wants praise. Praise. Hey, look at me. I'm the specimen of the world. Recognize. Right? Come on. Shake your head. Yeah, that's what they want. Yeah. Got my young people up front here. They're not liking this too much. But, yeah, praise. I want praise. Come serve me. Look what I just did. But the other warrior, God's warrior, God's warrior, what does God's warrior want to do? Even though they're powerful, even though they can beat probably any enemy, what does God's warrior want to do? Praise God.
Like Jesus always gave it back to the Father.
Gave it back to the Father. Always did what the Father said. He was under control. Yeah. He was under authority. He didn't just go off on his own doing stuff, looking for trouble. There's another thing that God's warrior does. Say again.
Protects others.
But what'd you say, Stan?
Considers others.
Okay. Yes. They serve. Here's a strong warrior. Knows he can beat anybody. Knows he's tough, but yet he serves. What can I do for you? How can I help you? Can take a little child and have no problem ministering to that child. Jeannie.
There's different kinds of warriors too, like prayer warriors.
Sure, yeah.
Type of warrior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Prayer warriors. Yep. And prayer warriors aren't just women. Again, that stereotype that we have, even in the church. Oh, we got our prayer, got the little old ladies out there in the Bible. Why has it got to be a little old lady?
Yeah.
Hey, how come it can't be John?
Yeah.
A man, young man.
Right.
Yeah. 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 You're right. Yeah. Prayer warriors. Definitely. Definitely. It still requires some of the same things we're looking at. Training. It requires the mentality or the attitude. I'm not giving up, because when you're praying, when you're intercessing, and God's giving you something, giving you a burden, you feel like you want to quit. But you keep going until God tells you it's done. And you pray when it's not convenient. But God is telling you, yeah, prayer warrior, same thing. Let's aspire to be God's warrior. And it doesn't matter whether you're male or female. Because when the New Jerusalem comes down, the new church, the new city, the bride, the wife of the Lamb, it's going to be male and female in there. Okay? The rulers, ruling the saved nations, being priests over the saved nations, are going to be male and female. We need to learn to be the warrior God wants us to be. So we need to start now. Many of you already have started. But we need to continue. We need to step it up. Kick it up a notch. As a lady told us some years ago. We need to kick it up a notch. And let's be the warriors God wants. A warrior that is not interested in the praise of the world. That is not interested in making sure everybody knows, look at me. Look at what I got. God's warriors are going to be gentle. Gentle like that powerful horse. Strong. I mean, at a moment's notice, they could kick your brains out. But yet, they're gentle. But when needed, they're ready to move. They're ready to go. They can put all that muscle into action. Where it's needed. To serve. To serve. To go through all that training. To go through all that heartache. All that pain. To become this great warrior. And the world says, now you've got it. Go show it to the world. Let them know what you are. But God's warrior says, no. I will use this training. Even though it costs me a lot. To do God's will, to serve others, and to resist the enemy, the real enemy, in my flesh and in the spirit realm. God's warriors. Do you want to be one of God's mighty men and women? He wants you. He wants you there. He wants you part of that army. He wants you as one of his warriors. But let's get the world out of our brain, out of our attitude in terms of how we look at people. And we look, oh, she's a woman, so she can't really be one of God's warriors. We don't maybe say that consciously, but we kind of think it in the back of our mind. That's why when Liz told that lady, God is saying warrior, I said, yes, Lord, you're right. And I think you want your people to understand it's not about gender. It's not about the physical man or the physical woman. The warrior that God has is a warrior that is strong in the Lord, that looks to the Lord, a warrior that looks for his or her strength from the Lord, and a warrior that says, I will not give up when fighting against the enemy. That's the warrior. Leave the foolishness to the world. Leave the foolishness to the kids. Not necessarily you kids. But if the shoe fits. Leave that stuff to the world. Don't look at that as my, that's what I want to aspire to. It leads to death. It leads to death. We've already heard that the issue is not right or wrong. It's life or death. And even with the story of the big strong warrior that, you know, comes to save the whoever, but yet in his brashness and whatever, has no problem just cutting up people and get, you know, means to ends. I'm just going to get it done. And then he's the hero. Even that, having that image, leads to death. Be God's warrior that leads to life, to go against the true enemies. Put on his armor. Learn how to use it. You can put on the armor of God and not know how to use it. You've got to learn how to use it. You've got to be trained. David said, the Lord trains my hands for war. Same here. The Lord trains our hands for war. War against his enemies. Let's get with the training. And let's become that warrior like God wants, so we can defeat his enemies. Let's pray. Lord, you're showing us that you want us all to be warriors, Lord. And we have, for centuries, Lord, for more than that, have always associated a warrior as a man. We associated a warrior as it's only the man. The woman is, no. And then physically, that may be true, Lord. Physically, that may be true. But in your kingdom, Lord, in your world, in your economy, Lord, we are all to be warriors, strong in battle, mighty in faith, tearing down strongholds. Lord, we have to be trained. And only you can train us in the right way. And just like Kane, the character in Kung Fu, how we admired how disciplined he was and how he was humble and gentle, but yet we knew at a moment's notice if he needed to, he could take them all out. But he didn't even do it in a way that we think of today with bravado or grunts and swashbuckling and all the prideful things that we see nowadays. He only did what was necessary to subdue the enemy. And he wasn't looking to kill them. In other words, he didn't have that in his heart. His heart was not, I'm going to kill him. Those are the warriors you want, Lord. Those are the warriors that are literally, literally virtues of strength and of power, because they're under control. They're looking to you. What do you want me to do next, Lord? How do you want me to deal with this situation, Lord? I'm your warrior. I've just got some flaming arrows stuck into me, Lord, from whomever or whatever. I'm your warrior, Lord. How do you want me to deal with that? Help me to stand with the breastplate so we can deal with these arrows that were shot at me. It takes strength. It takes determination. It takes everything we've got to be that kind of warrior. Because we're not looking for the praise. We're looking for God. And we're looking to serve and help others. We're literally loving others as a warrior. And that's a command that you give us, to love even our enemies, Lord. Which means to be kind. Give them water if they're thirsty. Feed them if they're hungry. Help us, Lord. Help us to get with the program, to kick it up a notch in this idea of training, of you training us, not an idea, the actual training that you're doing for us, that you're bringing us through. So that when the time comes at your return, Lord, we can be raised and look like those 1,000-watt bulbs that Pastor talks about. And then we will see what was on the inside, it will be on the outside. And not only will people be afraid, not that that's why we would do it, I want to be that, but even Satan and his demons will be afraid. Because they can't harm us anymore. When you're so strong that you know no one can hurt you, there's no need to brag. There's no need to say, look at me. They'll see you. So even now, Lord, help us to have that attitude coming from you, Lord, as you are our example, having all authority, power, but yet you're gentle, yet you're kind, yet you serve. You even said to your disciples while you were here on the earth that the greatest in the kingdom, and he was referring to himself saying, here I am, the King of Kings, yet I serve. Help our serve, Lord. Help us to be the warriors you want. Help us to resist, as Paul says, to turn away from the civilian noise of life and be soldiers. Because that's the only way, Lord, we're going to be able to get through this, to go against the enemies, or for them when they come against us, to conquer, to be more than conquerors. Warriors. God's warriors. Who will bring life and not death. Who will bring living water. And will change the marsh, the marshes and the salty seas to fresh water. That's the kind of warrior we want to be, Lord. And we trust and have faith that you will do it, Lord. In us as we look to you for the training that you will bring us through this year. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.